Warning. Broken simulation. Broken simulation. With Sam Tripoli.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Broken Sim. We're back in the saddle. That's what we're doing.
Back
young, Christian warriors. Karate, karate. How are you, Johnny?
Did you ever own any of that that aftershave high karate?
Remember no,
that shit? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I cannot believe I did not know there was a thing called high karate.
Dude, there's this aftershave from like the 70s and 80s. It's called high karate. And
dude,
it's the commercials, dude. The commercials are so funny, man. It doesn't exist anymore, I don't think, but the commercials are all like, when you try on high karate, we include several self-defense steps because the women are going to be all over you. And it's
dude,
the commercial
is
literally
real?
Yeah, the commercial is literally this guy like judo chopping women.
Oh, that would not fly, but can we watch it? Can you find
absolutely
it?
We can. Yeah, hold on just a second here.
Hey, how about a movie tonight, huh?
Wow, what's that aftershave you're wearing?
You high karate aftershave is so powerful, it drives women right out of their minds. That's why we have to put instructions on self-defense in every package. High karate, the brisk, splash-on aftershave that smooths and soothes and cools. High karate, aftershave, cologne, and gift sets. High karate, be careful how you use it.
My favorite thing about that is that it was all self-defense.
Yeah. He wasn't going out and just karate
chopping. This is high karate aftershave. If a man uses too much, he's asking for trouble. And usually finds it. Because just one whiff drives women wild. Makes men irresistible.
Oh, I see. This is a little more PC.
Fortunately, every pack of high karate contains indispensable instructions.
Well, because he's tiny and she's huge.
High karate aftershave.
That's more of a modern. You can tell that's a later commercial. The first one was in like the 70s. This was in the 80s.
Dude, you can't. I mean, you just can't do that with women now.
You can't karate chop them in the neck.
But it's so interesting because I remember I was watching one of those shitty cop shows, like some NCIS bullshit.
Yeah.
And it was so obvious political correctness, right? So it was a guy and a girl. They were captured, two cops. And the woman would just keep talking shit, but they would beat the guy up every time she talked shit. Like, she was just running her mouth, and the bad guys are just punching the dude in the face. And he had to be like, dude, please, stop, shut up.
Well, dude, it takes me out of a movie every time you see a chick beating the shit out of a guy, you know, that's like twice her size, you know? Like, all of these, I don't know.
I used to have a joke about that. They have like Keira Knightley. She's fighting everybody. And we all know the only thing Keira Knightley's fighting is anorexia.
I think that's actually true now.
Yeah. I mean, dude
she won't even do. I saw her make a big statement a couple weeks ago because she won't. Since she had a kid, she says, I refuse to do sex scenes in movies because of the male gaze. Yeah, men staring at her is why.
It's like, is there anything more white privilege than saying, I will not allow the male gaze?
Yeah, it's terrible, man.
It's just the most ridiculous fucking thing
speaking
I've
of,
ever heard in my life.
Speaking
and
of,
it just lets you know who runs everything.
Yeah, I mean, you've said it a million times. They make the rules of society. Have you seen this op-ed that appeared in the San Francisco Chronicle calling Bernie Sanders, his attire at the State of the Union, or not State of the Union, in the inauguration, saying that it's the height of white privilege the way he was dressed because he was wearing like a, you know, he wasn't dressed that nice. This woman, first of all, he's Jewish. His family was slaughtered in the Holocaust. Hold on, I'll show you this. The San Francisco Chronicle had to delete the tweet.
It's because even for San Francisco, that's stupid. You know what that look is called? I'm cold. And I know I should have had this election, and this dude jacked it from me. That's completely what that look is.
Oh, totally. Yeah, yeah. He was just like, what the fuck am I doing here? I'm really...
Johnny, I got a great story I want to tell you.
I just want to... I'm trying to... Oh, yeah, here he goes. Okay. One of her quotes that Greenwald cites here is... She says that Sanders, quote, manifests privilege, white privilege, male privilege, and class privilege in ways that my students could see and feel. So Glenn Greenwald is like, why don't you just do a search for the word Jew or Jewish? And it turns up nothing in this article because liberals highlight or erase oppression points based on wherever it's convenient, which he's totally right about that. And then Glenn Greenwald says Bernie Sanders is the living, breathing embodiment of white male privilege. But Joe Biden, the architect of the prison state, a key enabler of the Iraq War, a bank servant, and no family murdered in the Holocaust, is somehow is not.
Yep.
Yep. She said, like, you know, what white privilege, we just know it when we see it. And you could definitely see it on Bernie Sanders.
Unbelievable.
Like, what are they talking
it's
about?
Unbelievable. I mean, like, you know, Tinfoil hat was started because Bernie Sanders got robbed in 2016. So I am no illusions of who Bernie Sanders is. I think he's just a complete nutter.
He's not that.
He's not that.
No.
He's not that. It's just so. Sold out. I mean, like, dude, he's sold out. But it's white privilege. It's not white privilege. It's elite privilege. Now, if she said he was an elite privilege, he's been in Washington D.C. forever. So that's definitely possible. But white privilege? It's like, dude, I want to take this piece of shit that wrote this and take him to my mom's school where white kids come to school, like kindergartners with dirty clothes, dirty underwear, no money for lunch, parents on drugs. It's just the laziest. It's not liberalism. Can we say we need a new name for it? Because I'm a liberal, but I probably am more libertarian now.
Well, Justin Amash said, I think it's progressivism is the word for it now, because I think we should take back that word liberal.
I'll fight.
But you don't even have to go back to slavery for Kamala Harris. You can just go back to her time in California where she, you know, refused to admit DNA evidence that would have gotten guys out of jail.
Yeah, 100%.
You don't have to go back that far to damn her. I mean, she's...
Dude, she's part of that group that's like the Knights Templar of cops, man. She got busted for that shit. Like, a bunch of her associates, one just got arrested for fake being cops.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. They were going around just like interviewing just people crazy. And shit. Yeah.
So anyways, yeah, it is what it is, dude. I don't even care anymore. I don't even want to get political on the show because the fucking tech gods are after me. So I got in trouble for a twerking video. So it's like, if girls can't shake their ass on your fucking channel, you're in deep shit. That's all I got to say. So,
yeah. Let's hope YouTube, the rules of YouTube don't start applying to TV. Cause there would not be, there'd be no channel. There'd be like C-SPAN. That would be it. If they got rid of all.
No, it's rules for thee and not for me. So Johnny, speaking of jackets and clothing, you know, I'm on this kind of thing in my life where I'm doing really well, right? Life is good. I can't, you know, I'm blessed to be living a lot of my dreams right now, right?
Got little twins, healthy.
Couldn't be happier. I'm a happy dad. You know, I mean, life is not perfect, but we live in a prison realm and it's not meant to be perfect. There will be suffering, okay? That's just the way it is. Anybody who has it perfectly fine will find something to be wrong. So I make no illusions of it. I had this guy on Matt Belair, and he was talking about how on Tinfoil Hat, he was talking about how, like, you know, you should, if you see a homeless person, hand him a couple bucks, ask him a name, and show them, you know, just an ounce of humanity, right?
Yeah.
So I do that now. Maybe like after I cash check, I'll pull some money and I'll put a little money in my pocket. And if I see some people, I'll take care of them. $5, $20, whatever. Uh-huh. It's in the pocket. I'll take care of some. So the other day I saw a dude, it was pretty cold, no shirt on.
Yeah.
No shirt on.
That's tough.
I'm just going to be honest with you. The guy who does a whole bit about smoking crack one time, probably a crackhead. Not going to judge. You know, I know my kind, right? You know, like, so I know. I did a lot of blow. I know crackhead. So I'm like, hey, dude. I gave him $20. He's like, thank you. He just like his whole nose was just one snot. And he had that white, dehydrated look that Dave Chappelle made crackheads famous for.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Thin, bad tattoos, you know, just not good tattoos. And I'm just like, hey, dude, it's freezing. Do you need Jack? He's like, yeah, I need Jack. I'm like, meet me at Target. I'll buy you. And Target was across the street. I'll get you a jacket. So I jump in my car, drive over. I find a jacket and a sweaty shirt that's kind of looks like it could be a rain jacket as well. A double action, right? I come out, the guy's nowhere. I spend an hour trying to find this crackhead to give him this jacket. I literally spend an hour. And I'm going to be honest with you, Johnny.
He had things to do, man. The guy had to do crack.
Well, yeah, I get it, man. But I got to do things too. I'm being honest with you right now. Time for me right now, and I'm not even that rich, but time is more important than money for me right now.
Do you think maybe you should have given him the money after you got back with the jacket? Because I'm sure he went and spent the money on crack.
Well, dude, you know, that's the whole – I've done that. I've given somebody $20 and I watched them walk right over to the drug dealer and buy drugs. That's
But what I'm saying, don't you think you should have waited? You should have been like, I'll give you the money. I'm going to go get your jacket first.
Okay, I'm sorry, Johnny. I don't really have a system down for helping crackheads. I don't have a system down, okay?
Yeah, okay. So what? Now you're stuck with a jacket. What's going on?
So what happened? I have a jacket. Now I'm like, I look for this guy for an hour. I tried. Now I want to just give this jacket to someone who needs it.
Where are you? What part of town?
I'm on Santa Monica and La Brea.
Okay, okay.
Which is like...
Not a bad area.
Now...
East of La Brea is a different part
No, west of La Brea is nice.
Yeah, east of La Brea is like
starts
different.
Starts to get shady.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's before they started... You could actually see them systematically, upgrading parts of Los Angeles. So when I moved here in the 2000s, like 1999-2000, Hollywood was just... adult bookstores, stripper clothing, and they ran them out of business by basically shutting down Hollywood Boulevard by digging up all the cement, and those guys lost all their business, so they shut down. So I have this jacket, right? Yeah. And I really want to get it around. So I'm driving around, and like most of them have jackets on. I'm like, fuck, man, how do you all have jackets on? You need a jacket. So I found three people without jackets. None of them wanted my jacket.
Do you think they thought like it could, because like implied in that is like a blowjob, you know, like, hey, you can have this jacket, but you gotta suck.
That's
my
so
dick.
Funny, dude. So near the studio, there's this donut shop and I get coffee there. And there's always a trans like person who looks like they have a couple days left hanging out, basking in the sun. So I'll buy them water and, I'll buy them water and I'll throw them some cash.
Yeah.
But this time I didn't have cash. So I went to the bank that's near there. I grabbed it. I came back. The trans was gone.
That's tough. Cause now they expect money from you every time though. This is like a sign.
But I don't mind it. But so then I drove around and saw this other guy who could best be described as Tommy the Booker from the Comedy Store. Had hit hard times, and by hard times, I mean he was slamming dope, okay? And he had all those, like, open sores and stuff.
Oh.
I'm like, hey, man, come here. Here's $20. He goes, hey, dude, I'm not selling anything, which basically means his ass or his mouth, right? I'm like, no, dude, take the $20. And he took it off. He's like, holy shit, man. I'm like, that made me, because I believe we live in a simulation, and we're like Super Mario. When like you do something good, you get the boop, 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 and you get like that supercharge kind of going. So anyways, back to the jacket. I finally find the crackhead a week later.
Where?
I'm like, he was just running down Sam, but dude, he'd gotten even worse in a week.
Oh no. What do you mean? What was worse?
Most of his hair in that short time had fallen out.
In the space of a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
So I'm like, finally, I'm like, dude, I got a jacket. Do you want it? And he's like, first he's like going,
what is that?
And I go, dude, I have a fucking jacket for you. I go, he goes, do you want it? He goes, nah, man, I'm cool. And he just ran off after that. So now the guy bought the jacket for, and it's about $100. This combo.
Oh wow, you didn't skip out, huh?
No, dude. It's like, hey, man, my opinion is, if you're doing well, you should spread the wealth. You know.
That's Sam. I'm touched by the story. That's really, you're doing the right thing. That's especially, I mean, this idea of, I mean, it really is like a Curb episode where you, like, you buy, you try to do this good deed and then you end up having to chase down any homeless person. Did you end up getting rid of it? What happened with the jacket?
No, I still have the fucking jacket.
That's so funny.
I can't give this jacket away.
That is so funny, dude. Only you would. I mean, no good deed goes unpunished, huh?
Yep. Yep. I just want to start by saying, unless I get canceled for some tweets I'm doing, I would say that I am, in fact, going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina, February 18th through the 20th at Good Nights.
That'll be a good show. Have you played there?
Nope. The last time I went to, North Carolina, I was performing with Kareem Matthews.
Comedy Zone?
No, it was at just some college, then something else. And hand to God, dude, we went to a bar that was so redneck, I was black. That's how redneck the bar was.
That's right. That sounds about right.
I'm excited, dude, for as long as they'll let me do it. You know, for as long as they'll let me. I mean, I'm talking mad shit out here because that's what I always do. And at some point, I always fucking end up.
You're going to take a bullet someday. That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
You've been on this battlefield too long not to.
Yeah, but I'm almost done. I'm just kind of just over it, man.
After the year we've all been through, saving money should be at the top of everyone's resolution list. So if you're still paying insane amounts of money every month for wireless, what are you doing? Switching to Mint Mobile is the easiest way to save this year. As the first company to sell premium wireless service online only, Mint Mobile lets you maximize your savings with plans starting at just $15 a month. I have a Mint Mobile plan, and I can tell you that for the first time in my life, I feel like I have a modern wireless carrier. I had a year-long fight with Verizon over my bill. I had unlimited data until I didn't. They took it away without telling me, and they tried to charge me for the extra data. You won't get that kind of stuff with Mint Mobile because they are a truly modern wireless carrier. I love them. For people looking to save extra money this year, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless, like we said, for just $15 a month. By going online only and eliminating the traditional costs of retail, brick and mortar, Mint Mobile passes significant savings on to you. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same number along with all your existing contacts. And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee. Switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/broken. That's mintmobile.com/broken. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/broken.
Okay, what else do we have?
Okay, Godzilla versus King Kong, Johnny.
Yeah, I saw that trailer.
So fucking excited about it. I mean, I'm being honest with you when I tell you I am like, I didn't realize what a Godzilla nerd I am, but I am. Like the way they're Star Wars nerds, right?
You really like that shit, huh?
Dude, I love it. Love it. What?
You grew up with that. You grew up watching.
Oh, dude, I watched Godzilla movies over and over and over again. I love that shit, dude. Baby Godzilla. I love Baby Godzilla. Baby Godzilla, I always thought looked like Zach Randolph. You ever see Baby Godzilla and Zach Randolph?
Hold on,
look like the exact same guy.
That's funny. Hold on. What? Dude, and when you look back at those now, they look so dumb. It's so clearly
so
just a guy
bad,
in like
I
a rubber outfit.
I still loved it. I still, like, dude, you knew it was some Japanese dude. But when he would, like, when they would step on a villager, I used to be like, oh, damn. Why are you even there, dude?
Kind of round, like plump features. It's like,
yeah, but look at his face right there, and then go look at Zach Randolph.
It's just the it's because they both
that one the top to the, all the way to the to our right. That looks like Baby Godzilla right yeah, there.
It really does. Even the way he's got his arms. Yeah, you know, it. I think it's because they.
You
both,
put them side by. You can't put them side by. Yeah, side.
Well, not in this. No, actually, I can't. You know, it look. It, I think it's because they both look like you took like a tire pump for a bike and just kind of pumped them up a little bit. You know, and their facial their features are a little bit swollen. I think that's what that is. I think that's why they look so similar.
Yeah, dude, I just love it, and like it's like they abandoned Godzilla and they couldn't get Godzilla down for a while, but they finally got it. They finally got it, man. And
what
I'm
do you
just,
mean with this new movie, or you like the last movie?
The last Godzilla was fucking great. There were some was holes it? In it, but it was fucking great. I, dude, if you like Godzilla movies, this is the shit.
What year was that one?
I think 2019? It was like 2017. Yeah.
I don't. Okay, hold on. Well, because are you talking about the one with Bryan Cranston, the guy from yeah. like Walter White?
Yeah.
Because I thought there was one like a couple years ago that was at, even after that. Hold on.
I mean, like, no, that was the one where he fought Rodan or some shit like that.
Okay, let's
or
see.
Or what's the name of, not Rodan, what was the one with the three heads?
Okay, there was 2019, there's Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Yeah.
That's, and then the one before that was just Godzilla. That was the one with Walter White, you know.
Yeah, that one, King of Monsters, dude.
No,
that
no. There's
shit.
Two different ones. The one with Bryan Cranston, right, is the one from 2014. The one that was
really,
yeah, and then
that
the,
long ago, 6 years ago.
Well, but there was one that came out in 2019, but
with
I don't know
the girl from Stranger Things.
Hold on, yeah, I didn't. I don't think I saw that one because I don't think that was a good movie, was it? Like the one.
Yeah, they were all good.
Well, let me hold on. Let me see what the. The critics had to say about this film. Godzilla, King of Monsters was, yeah, it wasn't bad. It got 40% Rotten Tomatoes. I mean, that's good for a Godzilla movie. So you just basically, they throw that damn dinosaur in anything.
Dude, I fucking love it. And now he's fighting King Kong. And like, dude, I didn't like, I used to like laugh at guys who were just like, I love Star Wars, or, you know, when people would complain that they didn't honor the story, you know, when they get like really nerdy about that, because people are upset now because King Kong's so big, right? I mean, yeah, he's not supposed to be that big, and
relative
they're losing
to
their
Godzilla,
skulls. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck it, dude. Let's rumble.
Nerd.
Yeah, I don't get. No, I'm anti-nerd because nerds are upset that King Kong's so big.
Oh, I guess you are an anti-nerd. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm like, make them big. I want them all to fucking go at it.
Which
dude.
One do you like better?
What?
Which, I mean,
oh, dude, that's a hard call, dude. That's a real hard call. I think I'm going to go with Godzilla, though, dude. I think I like Godzilla more, but I do love both of them. I do love them all. I do, dude.
Went didn't even go with your fellow warm-blooded mammal. You went with your fellow simian. You went with.
I mean, dude, I'm Armenian, so I could either be werewolf or a Bigfoot too in monsters, right? I love monster movies. Are you?
When does that come out? Is that one of those? Is that one of those movies that's going to come out online, on like HBO Max?
Yeah,
it is.
Oh, I forget where it's supposed to come out. I think it is supposed to be like. There's a couple movies that are coming out on HBO, and then they're going to be in the movie theater. I don't even know what the
rules it's are. Like all those DC movies and stuff are going to be coming out there.
Dude, I love Godzilla. I'm so fucking excited about it.
This is so dumb. What are you talking about? Who cares?
What do you mean you don't care, dude? That trailer gets me rock hard, dude. I'm being honest. I can't stop watching. I've watched it like 20 times. When he punches Godzilla, I'm like, damn. That's you know what this is, man? This is Hulk Hogan versus the Ultimate Warrior.
What we'll do is we'll watch it here together. I just turn the volume down on it so you can just see the images, and then so we can get your reaction, and I'll blank out the
images. I'll tell you some of the eggs I've seen people talk about that are in the movie.
What, Easter eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, you are a nerd. Come on, dude. Yeah. You're spotting Easter eggs in the damn trailer.
I didn't, dude. Because I was like, dude, what is this fucking dork shit? They're all mad. And I saw this guy, and he had this badass video.
Oh, so wait. You said, what is this nerd dork shit? Then you watched a video about the Easter eggs in it. Okay, yeah. Give me a fucking break, bro.
Well, because I'm not holding to the, like, traditions, dude. I just want the baddest ass movie possible.
It's just a different kind of nerd dork.
Yeah, here we go. Are we allowed to watch this?
No, I'm going to...
Stop, Johnny, stop.
No, listen.
Go back.
We're not going to have the sound. And
okay, that's fine.
I'm going to black out the images when they come up. I just want to get your reaction to the images is what I'm saying. People won't see the images, though, so I just want to hear you react to this trailer is basically what it is. People aren't going to see this, though, except on Patreon, maybe.
Okay, Johnny, I just want to say some shit. Hold on, stop. How come some guys can run the video and we can't?
It's dangerous. They wouldn't let us do it at ATC. Sometimes they get us, sometimes they don't.
It's a trailer. We're promoting the movie.
Yeah, but sometimes it has like copyrighted music in it, you know.
Okay,
stuff.
No, it does have the baddest song, dude. So there's big bombs, bang, stop. So
Chinese people running.
Yeah, but what you didn't
I mean,
see
Japanese,
the background?
Sorry, Japanese people running.
You didn't see in the background, Johnny? Of the go when it goes up, right? Keep going right there. Do you see the big shiny red lights in the back?
Yeah, is that Mothra?
No, dude, that's Robot Godzilla.
How do you know that?
Because they do a whole story on this, and that's actually an old storyline in an old Godzilla movie.
Robot Godzilla.
Yes, that camouflages himself as Godzilla until Godzilla hits him with fire and burns off all of his fucking meat suit, and then there's Robot Godzilla.
This is so dumb. What if it's just regular Godzilla and it's like
it's
his
not,
fire?
Dude. You stopped it on the Asian people, but it's like, dude, those are red eyes. Of
those
him
aren't eyes, dude. Those aren't eyes.
Yes, they are,
those
Johnny.
Are not,
I've
well,
watched
what is that?
This.
What is this shit right here? What is the
okay.
other shit? He's got
Keep
eight
going.
Eyes.
Keep going, Johnny.
How
Keep
many eyes
going.
Does he have, though? Look, there's an eye, there's an eye, there's
but,
an
I mean,
eye.
No, okay, that may not be red eye, but that's like the up his neck. Keep going. Keep going. I'll show you something. Keep going to the next scene.
Oh,
to
okay.
the next scene, all right? There we go. Stop. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
There's helicopters. There's King Kong on a boat. He's trapped.
Yeah.
His hand is dragging. They're taking him out in the sea for some reason. Oh, they're putting him on that island, aren't they? Is that where they're taking him?
No. They're taking him to battle Godzilla right now.
Oh, this guy is from True Blood.
Fuck, man. Where's the... And there's always a little girl in these things.
Yeah.
She made a thing, and Godzilla's like, cool. Look at that. Godzilla's just like, hey. I mean, like, King Kong's like...
Wait, so they brought King Kong out to fight Godzilla? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And then what? You think they're going to end up teaming up?
Oh, yeah. To fight Robot Godzilla, which is this guy right here.
That's Robot Godzilla.
In my humble opinion, this is Robot Godzilla. What?
This plot sounds so dumb. Okay, so wait a minute. So...
Johnny, not shit on my Christmas.
Who would create Robot Godzilla?
Dude, some fucking evil dudes out there.
Wait, so they're like, okay, we got real Godzilla. Robot.
I don't know where the shot is because they had it in this trailer of this dude standing in front of like what looks like electronics board.
Well, we're only halfway through it.
So all right, go. We'll
get it. But so you're telling me they created a Robot Godzilla so they could blame the shit it did
so they
on
could,
real
yeah.
Godzilla?
Yeah.
Okay. This is stupid.
Johnny, it's not stupid. It is fucking glorious. Okay?
This, I have a feeling, by the way, look at this shot right here. It's just people staring and looking really worried. I feel like
with
that's
their
probably,
GGs out?
That's probably a solid hour of this movie. It's just people staring at shit and looking real worried.
Johnny,
like, oh.
Nobody likes you, okay? Here we go. This is my favorite thing. Ah, and then here he comes. Boom! Bang! Dude, that's the
You're
best.
So excited. Wow.
Right? And then, okay. There's
now,
stop.
Is this real Godzilla or Robot Godzilla?
Yeah, this is Robot Godzilla, they think, right? Because there's some shit coming out and people don't understand it. This is Robot Godzilla. It doesn't make any
sense.
Okay,
so now Robot Godzilla, if you could see through his skin, would there be a little man with like a bunch of switches in his head?
No, it's a fucking android, you piece of shit.
Is it like the Wizard of Oz where there's just some guy like flipping a bunch of fucking switches in his head?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is the best. Boom! I live for that, dude. Stop. My dick just went bang, dude. That when I see him punch him with the cross, I'm like, that's what I'm here for.
See,
dude.
Now I do get why people thought that King Kong should be a little bit smaller, because I remember you all in these King Kong movies, the King Kong always felt more like a mortal. You know what I mean? Like he could die.
Yeah, like he fit in a movie theater. You remember that? That's why it started at the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, he could climb on. This guy is big as the Empire State Building. He couldn't climb on the Empire State Building.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think he's maybe a little bit too badass. I kind of get what they're saying about that.
I don't care, dude.
All right, they're dropping.
Look at that, dude. Boom, then. Dude, then he goes Bruce Willis right there, jumping out of the way before the stop. Stop. Go back. That's where the thing comes from.
What
just
town
go back
is this? Holy
a
shit.
Little bit. A
Asian
little
cities
bit.
Are so great.
Yeah, Asian. Right there.
Hey, guys, the greatest love story ever told is the one between your butt and Hello Tushy. There's nothing more romantic than true love's kiss, a.k.a. a Hello Tushy spray to your butthole. The future of toileting has arrived. Okay, it's technically been around for centuries, but hideously expensive, costing thousands. That's right, we're talking about bidets. Now, the brand new Hello Tushy 3.0 modern bidet attachment is here to level the playing field. It's stylish, eco-friendly, easy to install, and affordable. Hello Tushy 3.0 doesn't just clean your butt with a precise stream of fresh water, it also cleans itself before and after you use it with the Smart Spray. That's trademarked, automatic self-cleaning nozzle. And as we all know, Valentine's Day is coming up. For the rump you love to hump this Valentine's Day, give the gift of Hello Tushy. Go to hellotushy.com/broken to get 10% off plus free shipping. That's hellotushy.com/broken to get 10% off plus free shipping. This is a special offer for our listeners. Go to hellotushy.com/broken for 10% off.
See that behind that,
oh,
Johnny?
Oh, yeah. I do see what you're saying. I do see
That's
what you're saying.
That's supposed to be Robo-Godzilla.
There's this guy, and behind him is this, like, chart.
By the way, he looks like the Asian version of the guy who runs Robin Hood, right? Has the same haircut?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
There's this like diagram of like a robot, some kind of robot creature behind him. So yeah,
it
could
be.
See
his feet, and then there's the tail, or that he's got big balls, big robot balls,
or a huge dick. It could be a huge dick.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Right. So then they're like, "Fuck!" And this is supposed to be robot, and then here comes 11.
Yeah,
so here's what happens. Supposedly at some point, King Kong goes back, right? Or they're not taking him to the city. They're taking him back to his, like, another area, right? That's what they're saying. He's going to find out that he has a long history of battling. Why is it listening to me, dude?
That's weird. Wait a minute. Wait, he finds out that he doesn't remember his past?
No, but see how there's that print? That there's been a long line of King Kongs, and there were battles with other Godzillas. It was like Hatfield and McCoy's.
Wait, so I thought King Kong, how is he reproducing? Are they cloning?
No, he had parents and they died. Because in the last one, the guys he fought, those little weird, like weird steppy things that were like walking like this.
Yeah,
they killed his parents.
I'm sorry, I missed that one.
You did with John Goodman in it. It's like John Goodman used to be box office poison, dude. Everything he was in was just shit in the bed. Then he's been on a nice little streak now, and that Godzilla movie was great.
Okay, so we think Godzilla is finding
Godzilla's
out.
Like I and just stop. Go back.
Is that Mothra? What does he got now?
No. These are things that have woken up too, and he's battling them right now. He's got a battle axe, bro.
Oh,
Godzilla's
shit. You know what that looks like?
Axe.
You know what that looks like, dude? What this might be? It might be the tail of a previous Godzilla that he like broke off, you know, and it's turning. Because look at that. Doesn't that look like that?
Yeah. So he's got like a battle axe. King Kong's got a battle axe.
Well, this is dumb because we all know that these gorillas don't use tools like this, but let's continue.
This is King Kong. He's a different person. So now these things have come. He's fucked them up.
Yeah, he's
now
fucking
he's
up like
back.
Flying lizards. And now
stop. Go back 1 second. Did we see something weird there? Come on.
King Kong or Godzilla?
Keep going.
Am I going to this Godzilla picture?
Keep going more. Just a little when the scene starts. Go.
Oh, wait. Okay. I see. Because that looks like another Godzilla, doesn't it?
Right? There's something else there.
Yeah.
Or is that his battle axe?
Oh, that's his axe. Yeah, I think that's his axe.
Oh, shit, dude. That's his axe. Right? And then they're like, okay, you want some? Dude, this is the best. You want some? Oh, dude, I love this look. Like, yeah, this some fucking straight up. See, these are guys he's battling. See,
it's going to be, they're really, these movies are hard because you can't.
No, they're not, Johnny. You can't put they're any, not you, hard. Okay?
You can't put, no, I mean,
look
it's hard
this,
to
Johnny.
Keep them
Watch
interesting.
This.
Because
this.
It's not fun watching like fake looking shit beat the shit out of each other.
Jason, shut up, Scott. I mean, why did I just call you Jason?
You called me like
this?
Five names that weren't
Look
my name just now.
Look at this. Oh, Sparta. Look at this, dude. This is the shit. Come on. Come on, Johnny. Go. This is supposedly robot. They think this is robot. Robot Godzilla.
Dude, I think that. Axe is a piece of his tail because see how it absorbed his power. I really think that's like a piece of an old Godzilla.
Johnny, look how many people have watched this trailer.
51 million. Holy shit. That's
and
amazing.
About 20 million of that is me.
It's called Godzilla versus Kong.
I can't wait.
And homosexuals everywhere are thrilled to see this film. They can't wait.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you, Johnny. I think that was really uncalled for, and it's just not necessary.
It's really big with the gay community because they just love a bear. They love a big, hairy, sweaty creature crawling
God,
all over.
You're just gross, dude. You're just gross, or you're just rude.
Do you think if you had been, if you'd had any friends as a child, you wouldn't have cared as much about Godzilla?
I had a lot of friends as a child.
Oh, did you? Okay. Because that's why
you
were just sitting
Johnny.
At home watching. Oh, I hope Godzilla
Johnny,
kills
what
Mothra.
Was I supposed to do at 12 years old? Explain to me
Mothra.
What I'm supposed to do. What am
Mommy.
I supposed to be out in the town?
Mommy.
Running and gunning?
Mommy, I don't like it. Mothra scares me. Which was
what
your
am I
favorite?
Supposed to do? Run
Which
and gun?
Your favorite? Which was your favorite of like the enemy creatures, like the ones he battled?
Oh, great question, dude. Great. Can you list them? Find where they list them?
We're here to talk to you again about a sponsor we really think a lot of. It's American Giant. Did you know that in the 1960s, the average American only bought about 25 items of clothing a year? Today, we average 67 items of clothing a year, and despite buying 2.5 times more clothes, we only keep them half as long. Plus, in the average American closet, 82% of our clothes haven't been worn in the last 12 months. American Giant believes clothes should be wearable for years. I know Sam has received American Giant clothes, and he says they're great. The quality's tremendous. When I saw the clothes that he received, it's undeniable. They're just when things are made thoughtfully in America, you know, in factories by people who are invested in the communities, you can tell the difference. You can just tell the difference. They felt durable. They felt rugged. And we also think it's important to support your local communities. So support American Giant, guys. We really think a lot of them. Choosing American Giant means supporting a supply chain that's 100% in the United States and taking a stand for conscious consumerism, hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes that last. Get 15% off your first order when you use the code BROKEN at American-Giant.com. That's 15% off when you use the code BROKEN at American-Giant.com. Okay, yeah, the ones I remember, Ghidra.
Can we see pictures
Mothra.
Of them? Yeah, dude. So I think Mothra, which became a good guy in the last movie.
Okay, Mechagodzilla, that's the one
that's,
you were
that's
talking about.
That's who it is, Mechagodzilla. Okay, that's who the robot Godzilla is.
Just a second. Here we go. All right, we got Rodan.
Yeah, Rodan is like, he's okay.
King Mechagodzilla.
That's who he's going to be fighting, by the way.
King Ghidorah, which is
I
heard
that
it
was the guy
Western
who
West.
Just fought. I used to love Gigan. Gigan, is that his name?
Gigan, I don't know. Gigan, Destroya. That sounds like a rapper's name. Destoroya.
Destroya.
Mothra, of course.
Dude, what the fuck is Billante? It looks like, what is that?
It looks like an alligator or something. Like probably like a sea thing.
Oh, look at this guy. I used to love these animals.
Hedera. That one just looks like a jellyfish, like a melted jellyfish.
Yeah, that
jellyfish.
Looks like an octopus of some sort, right?
Mega Gyrus.
dude, this is the best. I used to love these guys.
Orga.
Oh, look what's coming here, dude.
Space Godzilla?
Hell yeah, dog.
What the fuck is Space Godzilla?
Godzilla from space, dude. The Japanese didn't give a fuck, bro. They're like, fuck your storyline.
Yeah, this doesn't have to make any sense. Batra, yeah. Which is looks like a giant B. Angerus. I like this guy.
Yeah, I remember Angerus. I remember him.
Abira, which is a crab of some kind, like a big ass crab.
Dude, this thing used to scare me, dude.
Oh, Kumonga. I remember this one.
Kumonga scared the fuck out of me, bro. Giant spider. Dude, all these insect ones scared the fuck out of me, dude. Praying mantis guy.
Megalon.
Oh, dude, I love Megalon, too. Megalon's one of the ones I remember. Megalon.
Titanosaurus.
Oh, yeah, dude. You're just asking for trouble.
Gabbra. He just talked
too Gabbra, much. I totally remember Gabbra, but I feel like Gabbra was a good guy. And he was on Godzilla's side.
Oh, okay. All
right. But he kind of had a funny face.
Baragon. That sounds like somebody from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, right. Baragon. For sure. The Baragon family.
Wait, who the fuck is Zilla? I feel like he just ripped off Godzilla.
Yeah, but Zilla is a T-Rex. It looks like a T-Rex, right?
But so he's just called Zilla.
Yeah, no. Zilla, formerly known as Godzilla.
Wait, okay, well, what's the difference? Hold on. I got to figure this out now.
Oh,
it was initially created as a reimagining of Godzilla, but it was later rebranded as a separate character. So there you go. Boy, we've really pleased about five people today by talking about King Kong.
Donnie, 51 million people are going to be watching this whole thing as they go down and look at all the Easter eggs, Johnny.
You never get to shit on people who like Star Wars ever again.
Why?
Star Trek, any of that
stuff. You don't like? How do you not like Godzilla?
No, I don't. I just don't have strong feelings about it. I'm sure it's because to me, it was like, it was too dated in its look for me to get into it. You know what I mean? By the time I was that age, they had a little bit better effects and stuff, and it looked silly to me, so I didn't watch it growing up.
Johnny, you don't like any sci-fi stuff?
I love sci-fi, yeah. No, dude, I watch Star Trek and shit.
So you like Star Trek, but you hate Godzilla?
I don't hate it. I just don't have an interest. No, I'm just picking on you to be silly. But no, I just don't.
You're a silly goose, Johnny. You're a silly goose.
I'm a silly fella. What can I say? What's the latest on the Wall Street bets? What do we got? Any new stock tips?
So the guy who's doing it has been like holding, and he's lost like $6 million, and he doesn't care. He's just sitting there. Dude, I'm going to show you what the guys from Wall Street bets.
Well, dude, you know the guy, the Melvin Capital guy that got crushed?
Look at this. This is all day, Johnny. This is just all day. This is all I go through all day. It's just all. Look at this. I can't believe Howie Dewey and Chris Neff didn't know each other before. Now they're
so funny.
I call them the ass to ass brothers. You know, just like the Smash Brothers and the Splash Brothers. They're the ass to ass brothers. And let me tell you, we're both on tinfoil hat. When anything this big happens, you have to wonder if there's an invisible hand involved and what's that's about.
Oh, dude, there are for sure people on this side of it that are rich people that just got richer for sure. That wanted to crush these. They're absolutely because the way I read a story about it, and I heard some people who are really smart talking about it. They said that there's too much money on the side of the Wall Street bets people, like in large chunks, for it not to be like institutional investors that were involved on that side of it. So there's for sure some funny business on that side too, like some people that just wanted to hurt these hedge funds, possibly other hedge funds. Okay, you ready for some stories?
Yeah, let's do it.
We got some funny stuff here. Did you know that wombats poop in cubes and squares?
What?
Wombats poop in squares, yeah. Cubes, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I'll show you a picture here. This is so fascinating.
Oh, my. That's a poop?
That is a poop. It comes in a perfect, well, not perfect, but a nice little cube there.
Dude, what is that, Johnny? The black cube of Saturn. Wombats are into Saturn worship.
Humans may be fascinated. This is from sciencemag.org.
They basically shit charcoal. Is that what you're telling me?
That's what it looks like. If you're listening, it looks like they shit kind of square little charcoal.
I love this guy. This study is really good. Did you see that?
No. I see. Yeah. Okay. Humans may be fascinated by cubes, but only one animal poops them, and it's the bare-nosed wombat. It's a furry Australian marsupial, and it squeezes out nearly 100 six-sided turds every day. An ability that has long mystified scientists.
Now researchers say they have uncovered how the wombat intestine creates this exceptional excrement. This study is really good, says Sung-Wan Jung, a biophysicist at Cornell who studies the mechanics of animal shit. It shows, he says, that the guts of these animals are, quote, very special. The bare-nosed wombat, which weighs up to 35 kilograms, lives in the grassy plains and eucalyptus forests of Australia. It spends its nights grazing on plants and its days in underground tunnels.
Oh, yeah, because that's when the animals come out to eat it, right? They're like, that shit.
Hiding. The intestinal sections contract over several days, squeezing the poop as the gut pulls nutrients and water out of the feces. And that is, that's how it gets, I guess, compressed into these cubes. The stiffer portions are like a stiff rubber band, and they contract faster than the soft portions. So it makes this kind of wave-like thing, and it flattens these things out in the firm, flat-sided cubes.
Isn't that interesting? How does it shit?
The intestines, like the way the intestines like squeeze the water out of all this shit, I guess they have a special need for that. It like compresses it into these cubes in the intestines. That's what they figured out, why it shits. The takeaway from this is that wombats shit cubes.
Yeah. I mean, my God, I wonder if there's any kind of psychedelic fucking aspect to this. Maybe these poops that are squared, you put them on your tongue and you trip balls.
Yeah, it could be. Could be.
Something could be there, Johnny.
Now, I accused you earlier of being a nerd for this, but you, in fact, are not a nerd. I'll tell you who is a nerd, though. It's who? The kids, the high schoolers, who created a replica of their school to meet up in Minecraft. You know that game Minecraft? They rebuilt their school inside of Minecraft so they could go to school during the pandemic.
Well, this is like interesting because you're like, yeah, totally a dork thing. But at the same time, this lets you know the kids are missing school. They miss going to school. Like, you'll never get these years back, man.
No, dude, I love snow days. I would, dude. I used to say
of isolators.
Me too. Yeah, well, I used to say when I was a kid, like when I had to get up in the morning and go to school, I'd say I would rather sit in a. I would tell my teachers this. I would rather sit in the closet for the 6 hours or whatever that I was supposed to be at school in the dark for those 6 hours by myself than to have to go to class. And I meant it. I really would rather have just sat alone in the dark. Okay, so here's what they did. They did a 2-to-1 scale replica of their high school. It serves as a virtual opportunity to explore the premises for potential applicants to the school, as well as a meeting place for current students and graduates. It's really detailed, I have to say, but my God, what these kids have too much time on their hands, huh?
Well, it's just like they miss school, dude, and it sucks, and now these teachers don't want to go back.
They're in the Czech Republic, by the way. It's not Americans. It's not Americans.
Yeah, but they still miss school. I don't give you your Czech, Spanish, Filipino from the island of monsters. You're fucking right. You don't think Baby Godzilla misses fucking school?
Now we have in your in tinfoil hat life, we brush up against some New Agers pretty frequently. This is New Age run amok, though. There's this band called Sacred Bones. And they just announced an album created by a baby still inside its mother's womb.
Can we hear some of it?
I hope not. Want to feel old and unaccomplished. This is from Stereo Gum. Luca Yupanqui, the toddler-aged daughter of Psychic Ills bassist Elizabeth Hart and Lee Scratch Perry, I guess that's a band, collaborator Yvonne Diaz Matha, recorded her upcoming debut album while she was literally still inside the womb. And no, that's no joke. The aptly titled Sounds of the Unborn was made using biosonic MIDI technology attached to Hart's stomach, transcribing the vibrations of the baby in its movements in utero into synthesizer sounds. Her parents mixed and edited the audio from 5-hour-long meditation sessions into a full-length album while Luca sat and listened in the studio as an infant.
Dude, listen to me, man.
This is the dumbest fucking waste of time I've ever heard of.
See, Johnny, because you don't have kids. Because when you have kids, and I bet you this is their first kid, they're so excited. These are two
they
people. Could,
do you think they think their kid is a he's like a prodigy? He already knows how to do music.
They're just, dude, it's such a spiritual moment, man. I can't explain it because I was there. I remember when Joe Rogan would do jokes about how much he couldn't stand having kids, like people who like kids.
We might get dinged for this. If we do, I'll take it out. Yeah, this is really. You know, this reminds me of With the Beatles, another great album written by youngsters.
Yeah, stop it.
Okay. Yeah, to be fair, if you gave me that and the last Radiohead album, I'm not sure I could tell them apart. So
listen, that kid's already kicking it. You're saying it's some with Radiohead, comparable to radio. I'm just telling you, when I hear this story as a parent, I think these are just two people super excited about having kids. And I know that's not a hot, funny
take.
Yeah,
don't impose it on the rest of us, though.
You don't have to get the album, Johnny. What's going to happen is that when this baby is like, when it's 12 or 13, they're going to show it. Oh, you had an album here. And they're probably going to encourage this kid to be musical. And that will be its call. Like, oh, she's been producing music since she or he is in the womb. So that's all I see from that. It's like, there's some parents who get super excited about having babies.
Okay. All right. This is from Huffington Post, and I just like the headline. From HuffPost, when I was outed for my porn past, pole dancing helped me heal. So there you go. That's from Amy Bond, a guest writer at Huffington Post.
Well, that has to be from like a different time because half these girls have fucking OnlyFans now.
Her book, or no, it's a documentary. Sorry, it's called Strip Down, Rise Up.
It's just like women
that's
like
the
to do
dumbest.
That.
Strip yeah. down, rise up. Wow.
Women like to ask, walk. Listen, dude, if you don't get arrested for it, it's not brave. That's my whole opinion, dude. If there's no chance of getting arrested, like, one time I was on Melrose in LA and a chick was just walking down the street. Nobody went, hey, call the cops. Everyone's like, hey, yeah, you're naked. Woo, yeah. So, I mean, unless you're a beastly out of shape as a woman, you could walk around naked. Your porn past, I don't know any women who are like, I know most women are like, ooh, you're a porn star. Ooh, I think it's just different times. And now most of these girls are going to have a porn fucking some kind of naked picture somewhere, videos, OnlyFans. It's just a different time.
It's liberating though, because once that becomes normalized, then you won't be able to hold it over anybody and get kicked out of Congress because of it.
I have zero problems with chicks doing porn. All right.
Yeah.
My theory is that porn, okay, is the number one female sport on the planet. Okay. It's bigger than the WNBA, women's soccer. It's the number one physical. I think it's a sport. Okay. I think it's a sport and it's the number one for women. And I have no problems with chicks doing my whole thing is like, there's nothing brave about it. That's my opinion. Draining dicks. Is it like,
I got to say some of that's some of it is a little bit brave because you haven't seen some of these dicks, Sam.
Okay. That's true. I will say this. Women from the 80s, white chicks from the 80s banging black guys, that was brave because you would have to leave your city and move to another trailer park. Back
nice,
in the day.
Nice.
Now,
nice.
Like, now it's like it's the norm and God bless it. Like, Johnny, you sent me that thing about that LeBron James chick?
Yeah. This woman got kicked out for...
You want to say that for the goats? I have a
We can do it on the goats, yeah. Okay. Okay, Strip Down, Rise Up is a documentary about women from a diverse set of backgrounds, how they get into the world of pole dancing, a burgeoning sport and movement practice that many, myself included, says the writer, find healing. She says, I am one of the women in Strip Down, Rise Up. I tell my story in the film, how I got into porn films in 2003 as a 20-year-old struggling actress in LA and how I got out of sex work and how after I got out of sex work, internet trolls harassed, stalked, and doxed me for years. I talk about how being harassed made me feel like I needed to constantly apologize to play a woman who was sorry and regretful for her participation in sex work. But then when she hopped on the pole, everything got better. So good for her.
I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, it's what do you do with that? I mean, I'm happy for her. Do you tell me that the people trolling you for doing porn are like, wow, she's on the pole? Like, it's like you're playing tag and it's the safe spot, right? Where if you touch safe spot, they can't. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
But I'm fine with it because I like pole dancing. I think pole dancing should be an Olympic sport. For sure. Pole dancing's insanely amazing. Maybe.
The problem with that is because a lot of the Olympians, because the best ones at that are going to be 15-year-old girls and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, because a lot of those gymnasts and stuff are 15.
It different ages. And listen, dude, I mean, a 15-year-old can't necessarily be, I don't know, man. So what then? I mean, Johnny, you're the guy who said 18-year-old should go right to the NBA. My point is,
it's kind of sexualized as pole dancing, and you don't want to sexualize 15-year-olds. Is my point.
Well, then say you got to be 18 to do the sport. I don't know, man.
Yeah, or we could just not make it a sport in the Olympics.
No, but it should be a sport.
A study by Oracle has found that
I have one more thing to say.
Oh, okay.
Pole dancing and stand-up comedy are so alike because they both started in strip bars. And then they're going to be completely normalized and then made corporate very soon.
Well, comedy is way ahead of pole dancing in that sense.
Right, but now pole dancing is becoming very mainstream.
I don't think you think that something's going to be on TV a lot, though? I don't see that.
100%.
Okay, all right. A study from Oracle says that 6% of the people watching the Super Bowl will be naked.
Why?
That's all. That's it from that. So there you go.
Yeah. Who's what? I mean, dude, during COVID? COVID.
They're just sitting around with their balls out, bro.
And you know what? If you're alone, why not?
Yeah, I'm with you. I know I'm with you.
Do you ever walk around naked? I still get uncomfortable and I throw some underwear on.
Yeah, I don't. Not too much. No.
I can't, dude. I can't.
Yeah, also, you never know when somebody's going to look in your window or something like that. This is from the Independent headline. Elon Musk says that he has a, quote, totally happy monkey with a brain chip in it so that the monkey can play video games using its mind. Elon Musk has revealed that his Neuralink startup has implanted a wireless chip inside a monkey's brain to allow it to play video games. Musk, who also had SpaceX and Tesla, of course, said that the monkey looks totally happy.
Looks totally happy.
And that Neuralink's facilities meet U.S. regulatory requirements. We've already got a monkey with a wireless implant in their skull and the tiny wires who can play video games using its mind. This is Musk speaking. And he looks totally happy. He does not look like an unhappy monkey, Mr. Musk said. You can't even see where the neural implant was put in. He's not uncomfortable and it doesn't look weird.
How does he know?
He's mainstreaming this.
Mainstream. For sure. He's trying to keep PETA off him.
He's trying
to sell it to people.
He says that they have the nicest monkey facilities that he's ever seen and that they went the extra mile for the monkeys. One of the things we're trying to figure out is can we have monkeys playing mind pong with each other? That would be pretty cool. So that's what Elon
Musk. Is a monkey 5-star hotel? What is it? Bananas everywhere? Just a place where the monkeys get beat off and nobody judges them?
I think
what if
this is
guy. What if the monkey just found a way to get on Pornhub and it was just beating off the whole time, like they do at the zoo?
It just burns up the implant because it's just it won't stop looking at porn, and the smoke starts coming out of the skull.
Porn addiction.
Yeah. Its skull just starts smoking, you know, and they're like, "Oh shit, we gotta take this thing out now." This is also from the Independent. The gist of this is this headline. Billionaires are blaming the GameStop surge. And this tells you everything you need to know about how the elite think of the rest of us. Billionaires are blaming the GameStop surge on COVID stimulus checks. So that's what they're lashing out at us
billionaire. You know what Jimmy Kimmel said? This could have been Russians. Don Barris is my favorite person on the planet. I'm so happy he has a job over there. But, dude, that's embarrassing.
That's a bad take, yeah. Billionaire bond king Jeffrey Gundlach is the latest to blame government stimulus checks for the massive surges in stocks like GameStop that have caused Wall Street firms huge losses. In this case, thanks to primarily government policy, there's wherewithal. That means money, by the way. When they say wherewithal, that means we have some money among investors, if you want to call them that, with government money being sprayed all over the place with checks to people, and they have the wherewithal to put together into a real capital base. In this case, there were 2.1 million people that somehow got organized on Reddit and managed to get about $20 billion in buying power, and they found an opportunity to pile drive these hedge funds.
Dude, it's unbelievable that the rich are complaining about fucking government stimulus money when they get bailed out all the fucking time.
Unbelievable. By us. We bailed them out.
All the time.
An Idaho man, this is from CNN, an Idaho man can now call himself a lotto winner for the sixth time. You know, we're always talking about fishy lotto stuff.
Yeah.
This guy in the, he just, Brian Moss from Meridian, won a $250,000 prize from a crossword scratch game on Thursday. The Idaho lottery said, you remember that rigged McDonald's game? You know, and they kind of got busted because people were getting a little too greedy. This, I wonder if there's something like this where this guy is just like, I wonder if it'll look a little suspicious if I win six times.
Oh, my God.
The sixth time he's won the lottery. Isn't that crazy?
That's nuts, dude. And it's like you're lucky if you know somebody who won it, let alone you winning it six times. Did he give away his secrets at all? Is it like some weird number thing? I just got
hold on,
more.
Let me see. Yeah, I bet.
Did we ever find out who won $1 billion? Did we find her name?
No, I don't think so.
Because you know Jeffrey Epstein won the fucking lottery twice, right?
Yeah. I mean, I remember that story. Yeah. I don't see. Let me see. Anonymous. I'm still not seeing it. No. Nope. Not yet. This is from the Austin American Statesman. Here's the headline. Man alleges being arrested in, quote, humiliating fashion on that TV show Live PD. And he's suing Williamson County for, you know that
I
show.
Think he has a right, man. That's complete bullshit. And what they do, dude, what they do is they flood you with paperwork because you just want to go home, and you end up signing the release without knowing it. I think that's like, dude, I told you already, I stopped watching murder TV. I'm just against it. Yeah. You know, now that I have kids, I watch them film this woman being told that her son was in the fucking field dead. I'm like, why are we here watching that? Oh. And like, it's so disgusting. I don't watch any murder TV anymore, dude. It's out of my life.
A man whose January 2019 arrest was broadcast live in a, quote, humiliating fashion on the now defunct TV reality show Live PD has sued Williamson County in federal court, claiming the incident left him with physical and emotional scars and that much of what happened was staged for ratings. The suit by Scott Philip Lewis cited multiple practices of the Williamson County Sheriff's Office and former Sheriff Robert Cody that were revealed through months of investigation by the American Statesman. So this is like a pattern of abuse by these guys. Those included a high-profile no-knock raid on a man's home despite a chance to peacefully arrest him. They hired deputies with troubled past, and they incentivized them with gift cards to use force. Their deputies to use force with gift cards.
Who did?
This county did. This
really?
That takes you to another story, but it's this. It says officers were rewarded for use of force with steakhouse gift cards, according to a former Williamson sheriff's deputy.
What? See, dude, like, that's why I'm telling everybody.
That's unreal.
Dude, politics. You have to get involved on a local level. If I was billionaire, dude, I would start a podcast channel that just does local news. Each podcast is your local news because no one's paying attention to local news anymore. And that's where politics really needs to happen, dude. And it's just like, and dude, everybody, I hope this guy sues for $1 billion. I hope he wins.
He was detained for long periods of time to ensure camera crews of the television show Live PD could arrive on the scene and record and broadcast his arrest. He was then transported, so they just held him in place while the camera crew got there so that they could arrest him on camera. Lewis was then, quote, transported to a different location after initially being pulled over in his vehicle to ensure a more suitable filming environment for the television show. He was detained additional lengths of time to ensure he was broadcast on national television, and the arresting officer featured on Live PD repeatedly pointed out that during the ordeal, the plaintiff urinated on himself. So they were just trying to embarrass the guy. He was assaulted and physically restrained, according to them. They restrained him in what he says was an unlawful way and resulted, it was a result of the sheriff's department's culture of escalation. Yeah, so there you go. Interesting. That's naughty, dude. If they're staging that shit, I mean, that's just immoral.
And it's that guy who used to be on like MSNBC. He's like, what a piece of shit. And dude, that's why, bye television. Nobody likes you. You know, Johnny, it's very interesting to me that podcasting, YouTube, all these websites, that content is getting so sophisticated. This comes from a guy who just did this sound effect, okay, on a show, right? But it's getting so much more sophisticated, yet television is getting dumber and dumber and dumber.
Dude, it really is idiocracy. TV is. It's become that.
And they can't. And dude, I'm being honest with you, Johnny. I think half the reason we're getting shit on YouTube is because network studios are putting so much pressure on YouTube to get rid of podcasts on their channel because everybody's watching that instead of watching television. And they can't compete with it because there's really no need for all these suits. If you just went to a straight up podcast model, where would half these suits fucking fit in?
No, they would have no jobs. They would be destitute.
So they think that they could put the cat back in the bag, and they can't. So like samtripoli.com is about to go. All of these shows that I do will be on that channel in some form or another. And they're fucked. I mean, they're fucked.
Yeah.
They're done. I mean, like, dude, you can't put that back in the bag. They can't. And they're scaring people with like, oh, they're coming for the creators. It's like, they're not going to do jack shit. They're not. I mean, they could go really hard with another 9/11. That's possible. But I'm telling you, someone I was talking to the other day, they said Internet 3 is coming, which is going to be the fully decentralized podcast, and we'll no longer have to play ball with.
Wait, are you talking about podcasting 2.0? That thing that guy was talking.
I'm not looking into that too, but no, the internet where it's like we're not like right now, Johnny. Even on my website, there's a company that could take down my website. Where we're going is the internet 3.0. There'll be no control.
What is it on like blockchain technology?
Yeah,
where
it's just that's exactly what's going to happen.
This is something that's one of the, every now and then you hear something that just couldn't really happen in the United States or maybe hasn't happened in the United States in a long time, but I just love this headline. This is from the Jerusalem Post. This story is out of Argentina. Here's the headline. She was about to be cremated. Then her daughter noticed her move.
Oh my God.
When the funeral workers were about to put the body through the cremation chamber, the daughter noticed a movement and managed to stop the cremation ceremony.
Wow.
Here's the lead. Seconds before a cremation ceremony began at a private hospital located in the city of Resistencia, Argentina, the daughter of the woman who was to be cremated noticed that her mother was still alive. The mother, 89, whose name has not been publicized, complained of chest pains. She was then hospitalized. Her daughter, who's 54, was then given a death certificate for the mother, claiming she had died of heart failure. When the funeral workers were about to put her body through the cremation chamber, the daughter noticed her moving and managed to stop the cremation ceremony. It would have burned her mother alive. The woman's daughter, who went to the hospital at 8:45 a.m., where she met a doctor who informed her of her mother's death after she suffered from heart failure and shortness of breath. This is just a police statement. God, it's badly written. Anyway, we skipped all. We know all that.
Oh my God,
it's unbelievable,
Johnny,
dude. According
what is
to
the second or third largest cause of death in America. It is medical malpractice.
Yeah, well, that would that's funny. That phrase is about to come up in the story. According to the news site InfoVelos, during the funeral, the daughter began screaming when she noticed a movement made by her mother, stopping the ceremony. The mother was returned to the hospital for treatment, and an investigation has been launched to examine the medical malpractice, which could have ended in her painful death. Can you imagine that shit, bro? That, you remember in the old days, they used to put bells.
How long does
like,
it take to
in the
cremate
grave?
Somebody, Johnny?
I don't know. I don't know, especially in Argentina. I bet it could. I mean, they could have been doing it like Darth Vader outside on a bunch of sticks, you know?
That's weird.
About 3 hours, it says it takes to cremate
wow.
someone.
3 hours to cremate a body? Holy
that's what
fuck.
I mean, that's just. That is unbelievable, dude. Did you hear this story this week about Jeffrey Epstein, how he had this weird messaging system that he used to contact people that worked? Like, okay, so when he had people that worked for him in his house, like domestic servants and stuff. This is from the insider. You there?
Yes.
And I want you to listen to how he would contact. This tells you just what a weird, I mean, other than the shit we know, obviously. Just what a fucking twisted fuck this guy was. He had this system called Mindspring that would send like messages to people, you know?
I've heard of Mindspring.
It says Epstein would often prefer to use a convoluted series of Mindspring messages instead of simply talking to someone on the phone or someone in his house, basically. Epstein, while in his Florida home, would call his office in New York to send this lady who worked there in his house instructions in Florida. It got so ridiculous at the end of my stay, okay, she said, that Mr. Epstein, instead of talking to me that he wants a cup of coffee, he would call his office in New York. The office would type it out and send her a message in this app. Jeffrey wants a cup of coffee, or Jeffrey wants an orange juice by the pool. And then she would have to bring it to him. Isn't that crazy? So he's out there sitting. This fuck is out there sitting with these underage girls by the pool, and he gets in his phone and sends a message to his office in New York. They type out the message, send it to this other chick who works there, and then she has to bring it. I mean, what? He just thought of people as nothing, huh? Just nothing.
Yeah, he was a crazy person.
Just a piece of shit, dude. Almost done here. We had a story similar to this about donkeys. This story is out of the United Kingdom, Lancashire. Lancashire farm man makes £50,000 in pandemic by offering Zoom calls with his goats. The Cronkshaw Fold Farm in Rossendale has made £50,000 from something which started as a joke. So basically people pay to have these Zoom calls with his goats. They like bomb your Zoom call or something. Isn't that, I mean, what are people, we just, this is more, now this might actually be the stimulus checks run amok right here. This is people with a little extra cash and they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. Dude. Oh, by the way, that's why I wanted to tell another thing. Speaking of extra cash, dude, I have people who hit me up on Venmo.
You got it right.
Venmo. Right. And they'll just be like, hey dude, where's that $50 you owe me? Huh. Like, they're just take a shot at it. So this one guy, I almost gave him money. He asked for $28. He's like, hey, dude, why don't you take a little time off that cocaine and let me alleviate you of some of that some of that cash. And I'm like, I almost want to give you the money.
For creativity?
Yeah. I mean, he has to know who I am to say,
yeah.
Why don't you stay off of that coke? But it's like, I almost gave him cash, but then I realized it would never end if I did that. But that was so fucking funny, dude. I couldn't stop laughing.
Dude, can you screen? Do you still have that? Can you screen?
No, I declined it.
Damn, I wish you saw it. We'll end with this.
I'll do it again. I'll do it again.
This will be the last one. We'll end with this one. This is from Texas. What is DPS? Hold on. DPS, the Department of... I think it's Department of Public Safety in Texas, mistakenly sent out an Amber Alert for a Chucky doll. How embarrassing. Look at this. Dude, you're not going to believe this fucking picture here. Hold on just a second. Look at this, bro. Look at this. Here we go. Oh, we got to have an ad first. Everything. All these ads, man.
Johnny, I've been buying gold.
Oh, fuck. I don't know how to get this to play. We got.
I did this. You lighted it up.
Yeah. It's so annoying. I know, but I'm trying not to have to edit these things as much. Because I can get them out a lot faster.
Subscribers of the Texas Alert System received a strange Amber Alert this morning in the search of a Chucky doll. Yeah, you're hearing that right. Texas DPS recently sent out this Amber Alert for the Chucky doll and his supposed child, Glenn.
That might be
the Amber Alert listed the character
thing
from the Child's Play horror series as a 28-year-old suspect.
By the way, Glenn looks like a possessed David Bowie, right?
Knife. The alert was sent
so
via
creepy,
email
dude.
3 times to subscribers.
Look at the height. It's 3 foot, 1 inch.
DPS says the alert was a test malfunction and are working to ensure something similar does not happen.
Somebody's an idiot there.
Holly?
That's so funny. How funny is that, dude? Can you imagine getting that on your phone?
It is crazy, dude.
It's great.
I mean, like,
yeah.
Do you go, is that purposeful and someone's having fun, or are they just an idiot? Because someone had to fill that all out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Dude, it's like that. Remember when they got that fake nuclear alert in, like, Hawaii?
Yeah.
They're like, a bomb has been launched from North Korea, and people were freaking out.
Some people
out.
Are just bored, dude. They're just bored, and they're just like, how can I spice this up? And maybe the abduction, the children's abduction service wants a little PR so people pay attention more.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, maybe this is like they hired a PR firm and this is
the thing I find most interesting after that is how they like anytime they can find like a missing hot chick, they love to use her picture. Did you see that at the bottom?
Yeah.
Like missing hottie. Will she be found? Like, again, going to that murder television. There was a really hot, light-skinned black chick that died in Atlanta, and they did a 3-part series on her just because they could show her face over and over again. The people,
that's all, dude, I mean, that shit happens everywhere, all the time. People go missing, people die everywhere, all the time, and the only ones you ever hear about are it's hot women. I mean, that's
it. Like, oh my god, this hot chick's dead, and then he just keeps showing her picture. You're like, I mean, I know we're monkeys. And we just like, we're very primal. But I mean, like, it's just like, I just feel bad for the families, dude.
Because, oh, me like, too, dude. Yeah. When I was growing up, there was.
And now your fucking sister's on there because she got murdered.
I grew up in a really small town, like really small. And there was this murder that happened when I was a kid. This girl got dismembered and this guy threw her hands and shit, like all around, like on the roofs of like houses and her body parts just threw them out everywhere. And, dude, I can't imagine. I mean, it would have, yeah, you know, because I knew some of the people personally. Like, one of them was, like, a teacher of mine, the mother of this girl that got killed. And, dude, if that was all on TV, it would have just devastated that family to have to deal with all that shit again. It's not.
It's like the producers of the first 48 can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, I agree, man. That's not healthy. And they're just kind of.
And dude, here's the whole thing. It's like, you know, Johnny, who gets offended by jokes more, men or women?
It's women. Yeah.
Women by far, right?
Yeah.
But who watches murder TV the most?
Oh, it's women. Yeah, well, that's also the same answer.
Right? So jokes, feelings hurt. People died. That's the ultimate hurting feelings right there, right? It's killing you. But, like, they have this weird thing where it's like, oh, we can't get offended by jokes. But, you know,
and I don't. How much
I love murder television.
Do you think almost
like,
all
how
that?
How is My Favorite Murder a top 5 comedy podcast? No, nothing against them because I think they should be able to do that. But like we live in a world where people get shut down by mean jokes. But we also live in a world where a comedy podcast about murder is super popular.
I have a feeling that a lot of when people are offended though is it's not real though. Like how many of these people who are getting offended on the internet do you think are actually offended? You know what I mean? They actually feel offended. And how many of them just want to be a part of this jerking off, you know, like this kind of rage energy, like, oh, we're offended. You know what I mean? Like how many
yeah,
of those people
of
do you
course.
Think are actually offended though? Like not a lot of them, right?
But my point is, it's like how many of them are offended by jokes, but love to watch murder entertainment?
No, I don't think you're hearing what I'm saying. Like how many of them do you think actually are offended, you know what I mean? And how many of them just want to participate in this rage cycle? You're still not listening.
With you, dude.
No, you didn't.
Listening.
No.
Yeah. How many times they want to participate?
No,
in this rage
no, cycle? No, no. Okay. All right. We'll just go on. That's all right.
Well, Johnny, the Clippers are playing right now, and I'm trying to check out the score.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell. All right.
We're up.
You ready? We're good?
Yeah, dude. This has been a great show. I'm sure I'm going to get pounded on because the last couple minutes I was watching the Clippers take it to the Nets.
All right, brother. I'll see you.
Guys, it's been a great show. Please come see me in Raleigh when I meet Johnny's aunt for the first time and her black boyfriend. I'm so excited about this. Johnny, come out and hang out.
Yeah, I might. I'll let you know.
Johnny, you got to do some stage time.
Goodbye, everybody.
You're a local celebrity, bro.
Yeah, right. All right. Goodbye, fellas. Goodbye, everybody. God bless.